Good evening, and welcome to Release Your Wings. Tonight we're talking about overcoming obstacles. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'm interviewing Shireen Shatta. So, Shireen, Nietzsche once said that what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Does that match the Brahma Kumaris belief systems?
Sure. Yeah. But nothing really is going to kill us.
Aha. That's right. So in the grander scheme, we're really not talking about the physical body, which can go away, but the soul is enduring, is part of that.
Right.
So I think that probably, I'm guessing that your message really isn't that challenges and obstacles are our enemies. Is that correct?
Yeah. Actually, we call them gifts.
Gifts.
And the reason we call them gifts is, this time actually I was, a few weeks back I was sharing something with Dadi Janki, and she's my mentor, and she said, well, it just says that we need to sit in more meditation now. It's giving us an opportunity to sit in more meditation.
So in a funny way, while some people say see stumbling blocks, you could just as easily say stepping stones, but you have to get your, if not your mind around it, your mind quiet enough to get your heart around it, or at least to resonate with it in a more positive way, whatever that
right,
is.
Right. You know, but also I feel we deceive ourselves a lot when obstacles come. And we have to look at what is it that, what am I deceiving myself and why is this obstacle coming? To forget about the stepping stones, yes, they are all of those things. But if I look at the way I'm deceiving myself, I feel if I'm careless or if I'm arrogant about something, that's when obstacles come. And that's when I'm not looking at my own carelessness or my own arrogance. And I'm looking outside of myself and saying that's an obstacle.
So basically, if we're centered, we won't even perceive as many obstacles because they're often just things of mind. Is that right?
Right. No, actually, they do come, but they come because of the way I am thinking, the way I am perceiving things, the way I am responding to things. That's why they come. I feel a few things. As one is also, if I have too many desires, I feel obstacles also come because of that. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I like, and one time you shared also that you like this, is whatever we need will come to us.
Yeah.
That there's no need to go and keep, you know, going after things. And I feel if I have that desire, I want that, I like that. First thing that happens is I like that. And then the second thing that happens is I want that. When I have these things, then more obstacles come.
Yeah. So part of this is that as we create a right and wrong, a judgment on if I don't have it, it's going to be just terrible. If I don't get invited to the party, what can I do? How will I face my friends? Really, that's an attachment that makes the obstacle infinitely greater than it really is.
Right. They actually even come because of that. That I feel we, as a society, are just too much into overachieving and striving.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that we have to learn to just be so things come to us.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about, though, being able to transcend small obstacles versus large obstacles. Do we get better at it the more we practice being quiet, acceptance, and the like? Or does it just, they just invite more obstacles in that case?
No. Actually, it becomes much better. And and quietness also, just not silence and meditation, but also renunciation helps.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about renunciation, because I have an idea the definition in your head is not what most of us are thinking.
The renunciation is to even renounce I like, I know I don't like.
Aha. So renunciation is really releasing attachments to things.
Right. And I feel even before renunciation, we need to have disinterest.
Aha.
And disinterest is not, is more like I'm being impartial, I'm being detached, I'm not, like you were talking about, the attachment is not there. And so when I have that and when renunciation happens, but I have to learn these behaviors before I can even deal with obstacles.
Yeah. So there's probably two ways. One of the things I was thinking before, but it's starting to change a little bit now, is that our obstacles are our friends in that it strengthens us. One of the stories I was reflecting on was when I was a kid, my cousin and I knocked down a wasp nest, and we then the live wasp flew away, and we thought, oh my gosh, these are babies in here, and some of them are trying to come out. So we took a little needle thing on the end of a stick and sort of pried open the nest.
Oh, that's quite gross, actually.
Well, we were just helping the wasp be born. And the wasp got out. They walked around because they weren't yet fully formed, and then they died. And I remember thinking, but we were saving their lives. And of course, they needed to fight through their nest. They needed
however
to break
gross
through.
I think it is.
Yeah. it's all wonderful. no attachment, no revulsion. Same thing with little baby chickens. Getting out of the egg is part of strengthening.
Right.
So in a funny way, our obstacles, we need our challenges, maybe sounds better in this. We need our challenges to give us the confidence to say, okay, yeah, life is
right, the
good.
Experience, just the experience,
yeah.
Or whatever is. I feel that's important what you're saying, because whatever we are given, we
yeah.
have to accept it with as a gift, as a with respect. And then just move with it, you know, not resist
yeah.
it, not say, oh, but why I have to do this and why do I have to do that, and just move with it. But also I was thinking that the way to really overcome obstacles is if we cultivate an inner happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That inner happiness, the strength of that inner happiness lets us face anything in life.
Yeah, so in a funny way, I popped into traffic, and even if it's making us late for something, we still don't have to be miserable when it happens. Although we tend to believe we do, that shows how much we care. You know, let me tell you how much I suffered so you know I care about this. But in a funny way, the better gift would be to say, yeah,
I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. I was stuck in traffic and I found something on the radio, or I found something to think about, and I just got quiet. Wow, that's kind of against how our culture is. I mean, in court, if someone's found guilty, the only way they can minimize their sentence is to show how sorry and how pained they are for what they've done. I mean, that is part of how we as a culture.
Maybe, I'm not trying to put them in a good light, but maybe that shows that they're repenting and that they're not going to commit that
aha,
same
that's
mistake.
Probably a good,
same
that's
mistake
a nice twist, because I painted myself into a corner going, wow, but I want them to be sorry. So within this, in overcoming obstacles, we see what we're looking for, and if we're looking for reasons to be not do what we should, then anything can be an obstacle. In other words, if I don't really want to do something, I can think of a really great excuse and make it real to myself.
Right, right.
On the other hand, if I'm used to freeing myself, then I can be authentic enough to say, no, that's not what I want to do, and still be happy. Is that part of it?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about when we're talking about obstacles, there are two ways that I look at obstacles.
Yeah.
Is if I want to rise higher, I, the soul, want to, or I,
yeah.
the self, want to go higher, become more elevated, become more purer, that there might be obstacles in that path. Or if I want to do a more auspicious task or something good, then
mm-hmm.
that there might be obstacles in the task and in my self-progress. But I feel in both these things, in my rising up, in my ascension,
mm-hmm.
and also in the task, that the only reason why they come is because of what we call maya or illusion.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm getting too caught up in the illusion of things.
Aha.
And so I have to recognize the illusion that I'm getting caught up in to be able to overcome it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the maya, it's deeper than this thought right now, but it's like, most people can relate. Have you ever noticed how the stoplights know when you're running late and they turn red faster? Well, I suspect that's not it exactly, but it certainly feels like it. Oh, look at the traffic now. Oh, someone got in front of me.
Right.
In a funny way, we create wonderful drama that feels real because we get too attached to an outcome that's somewhat artificial.
Right. Right. Actually, that's a very good point you brought up, Dan, because many times I feel we invoke obstacles because we like drama.
Yeah.
We thrive on that rush.
Well, that's what makes adventure movies sell. That's what makes more explosions and car races and those things, because there probably is a drug problem in America, and the drug is addiction, to adrenaline, rather.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of drama of, oh my gosh, I mean, look at reality shows.
Right. Or look at, like, if you have to tell a story of your life, it's not so painfully boring if you say everything went okay, you know. Tell, oh, but this happened, and this is how I became the hero, which is wonderful, actually. There's some things which are true. That is our hero's journey. That's how, if you look at any movie, anything,
right,
the hero's journey is just, they don't have a cakewalk and they walk through the garden and then they arrive at their destination. They have a few.
Exactly. So within this, then the hero's journey means if you don't have obstacles, you're not getting to be the hero of sorts. But I think the hero's journey in challenges versus the poor me. I mean, the worst question I can ask myself when I'm faced with a challenge or an obstacle is, oh, why me?
Right, right. But then you won't be called a hero. You'll be called a victim.
Exactly. And the difference between the hero's journey and the victim's journey, I'm hearing you say, is really just how we perceive it and our expectation that this is part of my growth process.
Yeah, and also just this thought, victory is guaranteed. Every time an obstacle comes, victory is guaranteed. Yeah. I am guaranteed victory because I am the hero, and I know, and I have done this before, and I can do it again.
Which means in a sporting event, doesn't mean we'll always have the higher score, but I'm guessing you're saying this, but we will somehow get value out of this if we own it. That will help us in the longer, bigger picture.
Right, right. You know, in a sporting event, I don't watch sports, but in a sporting event, for me, it's not about how many goals or how many basketball hoops or whatever it is, but it is how I played the game.
You know, many years ago, Anne and I were in Bali. We spent 5 weeks there with no television, 140-watt light, so we couldn't even read at night. And we walked by and saw a volleyball game going on between two villages, or a bunch of young men from those villages we were walking between. And it was amazingly good. I mean, like you see on the wide world of sports. But what I was struck by is whenever someone missed a shot, whenever someone did a bad hit, even if it was a game-winning or losing shot, nobody fussed at himself. Nobody went, oh, everybody just laughed and they changed sides and started the new game. And it was the first I realized that just because you mess up in sports doesn't mean you beat yourself up. Just because you made a bad shot doesn't mean someone yells at you and tells you to focus. They totally were in the game. I mean, that was such a huge learning for me, to watch these probably 19 to 20-year-old young men playing their hearts out and not once being angry at themselves or their teammates. That's part of what you're saying,
right? Yeah, right. Yeah. And about, even if you take that to the analogy of life,
yeah,
it's not about how many victories I had physical,
right,
but really how many internal victories I had. And I feel that's what is obstacles about. Overcoming obstacles is that I'm able to become victorious inside. Victorious over my own illusions.
Aha. So the ultimate thing, we think that we're going after the field goal, or we think we're going after the prize, the home run. But really, what we're going after is who we become in the process. I like that. And hopefully, as we accept ourselves more, then the challenges and obstacles just become our building blocks for being the better person.
Yeah, right. Acceptance is a wonderful word.
Ah, accepting ourselves, accepting our circumstances is how we transcend. Wow, that's nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
And thank you for joining us tonight. Good evening.